Good morning. Class 8 English Honeydew Poem The Last Bargain by Rabindranath Tagore. Rabindranath Tagore, also known as Rabi Thakur, was a Bengali philosopher, poet, and winner of the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1913. A bargain is an agreement in which both the parties promise to do something for each other. Someone is looking for work, waited to be hired. He strikes a bargain but thinks it worthless. He tries twice again but doesn't like either. Finally, in the end, the bargain, when he is hired for nothing, whatever, he is happy, never before. What is the bargain and why is it the best? The poem. Come and hire me, I cried, while in the morning I was walking on the stone-paved road. Sword in the hand, the king came in his chariot. He held my hand and said, I will hire you with my power. But his power counted for naught, and he went away his chariot. In the heat of the midday, the houses stood with shut doors. I wandered along the crooked lane. An old man came out with his bag of gold. He pondered and said, I will hire you with my money. He weighed his coins one by one, but I turned away. It was evening. The garden hedge was all flower. The fair maid came out and said, I will hire you with a smile. Her smile paled and melted into tears, and she went back alone into the dark. The sun glistened on the sand and the sea waves broke waywardly. A child sat playing with shells. He raised his head and seemed to know me and said, I hire you with nothing. From henceforward, that bargain stuck in child's play. The poem is about someone looking for a job. However, he wants to be hired without losing his freedom. The poet tells us that he received offers from the rich, the powerful, and the beautiful. However, he turned them all down. At last, he met an innocent child. He immediately accepted his offer. First stanza. Come and hire me, I cried, while in the morning I was walking on the stone-paved road. Sword in hand, the king came in his chariot. He held my hand and said, I will hire you with my power. But his power counted for naught, and he went away his chariot. In the morning, when the speaker was walking on the stone-paved road and was crying and asking to be hired, a king came on his chariot, sword in his hand, full of power and authority, came and offered the man his power in return for the man's labor. But king's power counted for nothing, so he refused the king's offer. Second stanza. In the heat of the midday, the houses stood shut with shut doors. I wandered along the crooked lane, and an old man came out with his bag of gold. He pondered and said, I will hire you with my money. He weighed his coins one by one, but I turned away. During midday, when it was very hot and all the houses were stood with doors shut, because of the midday heat, people shut their doors and stayed inside their houses to protect themselves from hot summer days. The speaker was walking along bent lanes of the village. An old man came out with his bag full of gold. He considered and offered him a lot of gold in return for his labor. But Speaker rejects all his money because money will soon be spent and money cannot buy us everlasting happiness. Third stanza. It was evening, the garden hedge was all aflower. The fair maid came out and said, "I will hire you," with a smile. Her smile paled and melted into tears, and she went back alone into the dark. In the evening, garden fences were full of flowers. A beautiful lady came out from garden with a beautiful smile and offered to give the man her smile in return for his labor. But her smile faded away and she melted into tears and returned into the dark, leaving the speaker alone. However, the speaker realized that her happiness was only sorrow in disguise. Last and fourth stanza. The sun glistened on the sand and the sea waves broke waywardly. A child sat playing with shells. He raised his head and seemed to know me and said, "I hired you. I hire you with nothing." From henceforth forward, that bargain struck in child's play made me a free man. At last, the speaker came to the seashore when the evening sun was shining on the sand and sea waves were coming and turning away from the shore. There he found a child playing with shells. The child raised his head and offered to take his services in return for nothing. The man accepted the offer because while playing with the child, he was still enjoying his freedom. The bargain of the child makes the speaker a free man. Rabindranath Tagore's The Last Bargain presents an enigma. How can it be that a child offering nothing can be the bargain that makes a free man of the seeker? Bargain is always about an agreement in which two people promise to do something for each other. In the last, the speaker hired by a child with nothing. It symbolizes that when you are not bounded by anything, you are securing your freedom, which is the most important thing in life. Now we will discuss about the symbolism in the last bargain in the poem. Symbolism means an object or idea or person means something deep and not what the word means. For example, stone paved roads in the poem and the crooked lane symbolize hard and difficult path which the poet was traveling on. Similarly, king in his chariot with sword in his hand symbolizes epitome of power. Next, an old man with a bag of gold symbolizes wealth, and a lady with a smile symbolizes beauty. In addition, the morning symbolizes hope and courage, while the evening and dark symbolizes hopelessness. Now we will discuss about the alliteration in the poem. Alliteration is the repetition of consonant sound in a line. That is, so some alliteration, examples of alliteration in the poem are, I was walking. Second, the king came. Third, the sun glistened on the sand and the sea waves. And the fourth is, made me a free man. The Last Bargain by Tagore is a 16-line poem composed in a blank verse, conveying a strong message well needed for the materialistic world that no power, money, or lust can make us happy. Simplicity and innocence are the most important things in life, and this is the supreme of all.